Do you make coffee using coffee pods? I've got one here in the office, actually. Have you ever wondered what happens to the little plastic pod, though? Well, some of them plastic, some of them aluminium. Do you recycle yours? Well, Newcastle Council has joined an Australian first trial that will allow thousands of coffee lovers from across the city to recycle their coffee pods in their yellow curbside bins. Danny Gallagher is the CEO of IQ Renew, who are behind this program. He joins me now. G'day, Danny. How are you going?
Good afternoon, Paul. Thanks for having me on this afternoon.
God, that was a long sound effect. I thought the cup was going to overflow there for a sec.
Yeah, I was going to say you're making it one for me as well, are you?
Yeah, I'm normally sort of espresso myself, but it looks like I'm getting an Americano or a long black or whatever. Danny, so where do these used pods end up? At the moment, I guess most of them are going to landfill, are they?
Lots of the aluminium coffee capsules and certainly through lockdown, I imagine lots of people were unable to get out to their local barista and instead of enjoyed the coffee from home, looked at the aluminium coffee capsule and, you know, what can we do with them? So there's an ability, with Newcastle City Council, as one of the first councils in the country to really look to leverage the existing infrastructure, our recycling bin at home, in collaboration, with Kirby, in being able to put their aluminium coffee capsules, into a bag, place that into their, yellow-littered, recycling bin in Newcastle City Council, and we can, recover them at the MRF, really, really easy.
Okay, so the idea would be to put them in last, not first, I'd imagine. You're not too interested in fossicking through the entire bin.
Well, no. So what happens is, during this proof of concept, what we want to try and demonstrate and do some learnings for is that it is a really easy and effective way to utilise the existing recycling bin from home, from the convenience of your own home. You use your coffee machine, you collect all your coffee capsules, you go on and you download the app. It's an opt-in system for opt-in program, beg your pardon, for up to 3,000 residents at the moment in the city of Newcastle. They'll be able to then get a pack sent out to them, and they'll have a bright yellow bag that will come out to them that'll come out to them. They'll fill their coffee pods in, and when they're full to a line, they'll be able to put that bag into their existing yellow bin. Doesn't matter if it's the bottom or the top, it's irrelevant. It's going to get picked up for the other recyclables. And at the MRF, MRF stands for Material Recovery Facility, where all of the contents of your yellow-littered bin from home go. We've invested in some technology that can clearly identify these and pick them out, where they will then go on to a aluminium recycler and also the coffee grounds. The coffee grounds will go on for agricultural and soil enhancement, and the aluminium hopefully will go on to maybe make new aluminium coffee capsules in the future, but immediately that aluminium will then be just smelted down and go back in to make other aluminium products. So closing the loop, a cradle to cradle solution.
It's obviously good for the environment, but it sounds like a net loss financially. Is that the case?
No, not at all. I mean, whether you're if those coffee capsules now are going in the red bin, a landfill bin, that's an incredible cost to the community and to the environment. You know, burying things is not the answer. It's, you know, there's embedded value in that aluminium coffee capsule. So there's a cost to stick it in a landfill. It's less of a cost to put it into your yellow littered bin, but we can't have them in there loose, which is the reason why we've got CurbCycle, collaborating with CurbCycle, Nespresso and Newcastle City Council, to be able to put those loose aluminium coffee capsules into a bag. So they're all kept together in a bag, and we can recover that bag really efficiently. And aluminium is a readily traded economy. You know, the old cash of cans and how you can go back and put your return and earns in, that's no different than the aluminium aluminium coffee capsules. So there's actually value in recycling above and beyond the environmental benefit of not landfilling that valuable resource.
Danny, when does it start, the trial, the 3,000 people trial?
So from 9 o'clock this morning, residents in Newcastle can get onto the Newcastle website. You can register your interest in participating, and we've got a cap at 3,000 homes for Newcastle. You'll then download an app. You'll have a pack sent out to you that will contain these bright orange bags with a QR code, and we've all got used to using QR codes. And it's a really, really simple step to follow. Your bag will go in your, you know, next to your recycling bin. You'll put your aluminium coffee capsules on. You'll close your bag, scan your bag, and put that into your yellow littered bin. And then on your next bin night collection, we'll recover that material at the material recovery facility. And that information will feed back into a broader scheme that hopefully we'll end up having it go national. It's a really, really smart way of using existing infrastructure. You know, our recycling bin at home, you get your milk bottles in it, you put your newspapers in it, you know, you put your old drink containers in it. Well, now you'll be able to put your aluminium coffee pods inside a Kirby bag and know that that will be recovered and recycled here in Australia.